morning and call to worship. Psalm 100. Tim, do you want to jump up and do this? Yeah. Oh, we're in a tart. He did, right?
Testing, 1, 2.
Yeah.
So, okay. I feel a little froggy this morning. Get it? Froggy? Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Joe Symington, did you hear that? We are the sheep of his pasture. And he's not here. Can't pick on him. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Will you please stand?
Somebody who's trying to hide in this congregation when they have a birthday. Yeah. Donna Tittleberger had a birthday on the 19th of this month. Who are you pointing to?
Today's Angie's birthday.
Is it Angie's birthday today too? She's trying to hide as well. Okay, we'll sing happy birthday to both Donna and Angie. Is there anybody else?
Yeah.
Bob Ross is this week.
Yeah,
this is Tuesday.
Happy birthday to me. Everybody.
So much for singing along, and I didn't know there was that many hiding in this congregation. Bob, yours is on Tuesday, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I got something special planned for him, too.
Don't forget your end of it.
I know, I don't forget.
One more. Jim's is tomorrow.
Anybody else here?
Jasmine.
Jasmine is.
Oh my goodness.
When is Jasmine's? When is your birthday? May what?
May
18th. Today is. So it was, yeah. Well, I'm glad you came here because we already sang for you. When I said friend, so it's everybody. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. Did you come up here for some reason? Other reason?
No. Oh, okay.
Do you do everything Nancy tells you? I would question her sometimes. You can go back there even if you paid it. And happy birthday to you. Very
much.
You were 14? I can remember when I was 14. What year was that? Oh, 1969. When I was 14. I think we landed on the moon in July of that year. I was at the Minot racetrack, and they announced, "We have landed on the moon." That's all I remember. Okay, never knew I'd be living in Iowa. Never thought I'd ever be living in the state. So it just kind of goes how God can move us in places and ways we never ever thought. But anyway, then you got a bulletin as you came in today. Just wanted to let you know here that Madeline, that we've been praying for months, for 9 months. The family had to make a very difficult decision this last Friday to unplug her from the, she's on a machine, she was in a coma, a drug-induced coma. She's, about 2 years old, or is she going to be three?
She's 3 in June.
She'd been 3 in June. And the parents said it was time to unplug her, and she passed away into the arms of Elmer on Friday. So it's been a very difficult thing for the family the last 9 months, and well, for Norma too. And so I just keep them in mind. I think the funeral will be this coming week.
Friday.
Where's that at?
Ames.
In Ames, okay. Yeah. So anyway, our hearts go out to you, Norma, and the family. Just relay that to them as well. And it's kind of those things where you just can't imagine what it's been like to go through this. So that's something to keep Norma before the Lord, these days as you think of her and the family. Please pray for them. You also see the others in the bulletin as far as prayer requests. Just want you to know too, it's not in the bulletin, but Terry Nesson. Did I say that right, Bonnie?
Right.
Terry's on hospice, and he's not doing well. He's in Spencer, but he's a son-in-law to Bonnie and Orville Belkin. And so turn of events there is really gone fast with him as well. So he's got cancer, and he's got like a baseball size tumor. It's affecting his breathing or voice, his heart, and everything. Yeah, so it's another one. Just wanted to let you know that this Thursday is the last Bible study for the life of Joseph. Just want you to know that's the last study we're going to have. It'll just be kind of a little bit of a hodgepodge of a study at the end of the life of Joseph and his dad, Jacob, and we'll kind of be looking at a lot of different things with that. But that'll be the last one. We'll take a break. We'll probably start another Bible study in June, just to keep that in mind. And I believe the women's had their last one this last Tuesday with their study, right? And then this Wednesday, they're having a get-together with all the ladies that would like to get together at the well here in Spirit Lake. And if you'd like to get in on that, you can still sign up, I believe, on the sheet that's in the kitchen, on the refrigerator. And it'll be a good time as well for the ladies. My wife, I told her not to be there. She left me for 10 days. She came back Friday, and I said, "That's it, honey. You can't go Wednesday because it's our anniversary."
Aww.
And we're going to go to Clear Lake. Go clear out there and also see where Buddy Holly crashed his plane. So it's our plans for that. So she won't be there, but that's we're going to do something special. There's a rummage sale that's been planned. You've seen that in your bulletin. This was a couple of dates that were revised. It's going to be on June 9th and June 10th. And you can read all about it there, as well as Vacation Bible School being planned. Bible camps coming up, and just like everyone who's got kids, a child or children going to Bible camp, if you'd see Amy Johnson, she's kind of our liaison person to keep track of who's going and what's happening, those kinds of things as well. And then for FYI, for your information, just let you know that the LCMC annual gathering is going to be in St. Charles, Missouri this year. I really don't want to go, but I think we could live stream it and still meet here and don't have to put up with all the traffic that we'd have to go in Missouri to get there. So if you're interested in being live streaming it, meet right here at Harbor of Joy, I will see what we can do about that, and I'll talk to Steve Letcher and see if that's a possibility in doing that. But it's going to be more of a workshop kind of a thing. I think I told you this last year, that the LCMC's got over 1,000 congregations, and they're now trying to figure out what to do with these 1,000 congregations. There's got to be, it's a big ship, bigger than ever thought, and they have to try to do something to make it all work. And so that's really, we're going to start making those kinds of decisions this fall with that in mind. And so, so I called upon Christy Peck to come. You've read in the bulletin here. It's probably a surprise to many of you that Charlie has resigned from being secretary here at Harbor of Joy. And so Christy is going to come and address that issue. It's just an honor. There you go.
Good morning, everyone. The church council would like to let the congregation know that Charlie has submitted her resignation as the church secretary effective May 31st. She has voiced to us some health concerns and wants to enjoy some more of her time. The council wishes Charlie the best in her future endeavors, and she has expressed that she will continue to be with the praise band, and we will see her Sundays. We want to invite everyone to help us celebrate Charlie and the time with Harbor of Joy on Sunday, June 4th after church with coffee and cookies. Thank you, Charlie, for all you have done. The council is now starting the process for looking for a new person to fill this role. Please see Pastor Tim for the application.
Twelve and a half years.
Yeah.
You've been doing this. So that's a long time as well. Appreciate you very much. All that you have done along the way for those 12 and a half years too, Charlie. Let's have a word of prayer together, and then I'll turn it back over to the praise band. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning that your grace and your praise deserves to be given today. Even though it's difficult, there's hard things with people that have struggled with cancer. We have a little one that has died. We have a loss of our secretary coming up. And of course, graduates, Lord, we know too that Some of these graduates are going to be flying the coop as well and leaving home, and that's going to be a lot of changes as well within these, the lives of the families that are affected by this too. And yet that's part of life. Nothing new is under the sun. But we do lean on you, Lord. We do hold on to you because you are worthy. And a lot of times in the middle of the storm, we hold on to you because you're holding on to us. And that's the main thing, is that you're holding on to us. And so we just pray your presence here with us this morning and to be with the graduates today as well. Be with Charlie as she goes out onto greener pastures. And we just pray too, Lord, that whoever is the next church secretary, that you know who that is already, we don't. But you know, you've been faithful in guiding us along the way, and you will do the same here. So thank you for also bringing back Bob and Lisa to us, and that they're here today as well. Even if Bob cannot jump, we're glad he's sitting at the piano. And we just pray your blessing on all that is said and done here today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
responsive reading today comes from the words of a hymn entitled Blessed Redeemer. Once I'm done reading this, and you get done playing the next song, you can sit down. So it's my head. Up Calvary's mountain, one dreadful morn, walked Christ, my Savior, weary and worn.
Faced he for sinners, death on the cross, that he might save them from endless loss.
Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, seest thou I see him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me.
Father, forgive them, thus did he pray, even while his lifeblood flowed fast away.
Praying for sinners, while I'm such a woe, no one but Jesus ever loved so.
Blessed Redeemer,
precious Redeemer, seems how I see him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me.
Oh, how I love him, Savior and friend. How can my praises ever find end?
Through years unnumbered, I am unsure, my tongue shall praise him forevermore.
Blessed Redeemer,
precious Redeemer, seems thou I see him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me.
Scriptures today of Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Matthew 24 through 27. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words. They are so true. A foundation on our lives makes a big difference, what we are building on. And that we do have a foundation, but it needs to be on the rock, who's Jesus Christ. So use what I share here this morning with the graduates who are either here or not here or listening in from who knows where. These words of advice or wisdom. We pray these things, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Are there any other graduates here? I mean, this year. So, Kelsey, I know this is not real. It's very uncomfortable for you to be in a very front pew, I'm sure. But I brought with me today a little kit. Actually, it's my tackle box. I cleaned it up. So we can use it for today. But, just want you to know that graduation is to say you are ready to go out into the world. Do you feel like you're ready? Oh, you do? Wow. That means your foundation that has been built over the years on the education that you've been given, you're able to say, ready or not, here I come. And it's good, it's, you know, to be away from mom, it's going to be so great. And you're gonna great, it's going to be great to go back home just to see her. But today is a celebration with graduation going on, and tomorrow can be a little bit fearful if you don't know what you're going to be doing next in life. There are some who have always known what they wanted to do in life, and there's some who are like, I don't know. What are you going to do?
I'm going to Iowa Lakes for Business Administration.
Okay, Iowa Lakes in Business and Administration. It has nothing to do with 4-H. But you've learned a lot of things along the way. And I'm glad that you're continuing to go on and to learn more things. So I just want to give you a few words that I have found that are helpful. They've been helpful for me over the years, but I didn't probably hear them at all. And I'm having my 50th class reunion this August. Isn't that amazing? It just seems like I graduated last week. Kind of. So here's some reasons that I have this survival kit that I only give to graduates here. The first thing I want you to see, I think is important, is, does everybody know what this is? What is it? Very good, very good. Now, Kelsey, did you hear what they said? What did they say? All right. Toothpicks remind you to pick your friends wisely. Okay? Because the friends that you will pick after you graduate, they'll either make you or they'll break you. So it's very important who you have as friends in your life. Choose friends that will make you a better person. So if anybody will kind of write this down, you can do that. I'm just doing little things here out of the norm. And another thing here is You know what this is? What do you call this? Or you go like this too. Everybody see that? What do you call that? I heard a lure. Guess what, Kelsey? There's going to be a lot of temptations that are going to try to lure you into along the way. And that's what we do with fishing. You know, you kind of hope that this will lure the fish to bite, and then you got them. Well, there can be temptations that are a lot like that in life, too, that will lure you away. They want you to bite on it so that you then are hooked, and then it's not so easy to get unhooked. That can be drugs, it can be alcohol, it can be sex, it can be all kinds of different things. Sometimes the temptation will be to blame God. God is always good. We don't always understand everything. And then if we blame God, then we have the temptation to become defensive and say that it wasn't your fault, when really it was. And you've got a lot of people here that have made a lot of mistakes in life, right? Yeah, see, there's a lot of bobbing heads out there. It happens. Not that you wanted those things to happen, but they happen because we get lured away. And one of those things that I want you to be very mindful of is we can be lured away with one of these. I mean, the credit card companies are really after you young people to get this because they think this is the answer to all of your school problems. I just say that it's okay to have a credit card, just make sure you pay the statement that you get at the end of the month. Then you're fine. But if you just pay the minimum, guess what? You're going to be paying more for what you bought. So just use a credit card. If you can't pay it up at the end of the month when you get the statement, throw it away. Cut it up or whatever, because it's not good. Oh, man. Oh, what's this? What is that? It's a Hershey's Kiss. Do you know what happens to young people your age? Whoever you kiss could be the one you marry. You don't know that. I don't know that. Dating. Dating can be the ones you marry. You never know. How many of you here have married the person you first kissed? Look at that. Nobody. Oh, Ron and Pat. Ron, you've never kissed anybody else, huh?
My mother.
That's good. That's good. A good rule of thumb is this. The more you have in common with the person you date, the better off you are. Observe how your boyfriend, I'll have to pick on you here, observe how your boyfriend treats his mother and what he says about his mom. Because chances are good that if you marry him, he's going to do the same thing to you. So if he doesn't like his mom, he's got problems with his mom, then hey, he's got a problem. That should kind of put the lights on and say, like, you know, I don't know if this is good, because it's going to transfer into how he's going to treat you if you ever get married. And it's vice versa. How does a girl talk about her dad? How does she treat her dad? And to keep this in mind, that marriage is the second most important decision you'll ever make in your life. It's only number two. What's the first one? It's having Jesus as your Savior. That's the most important decision you'll ever make in your life. And always remember that marriage takes a lot of work. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you don't have to say anything. But it really does. It takes a lot of work. It's something you just can't take for granted. Right, dear? She's agreeing. All right, here we go. Here, what do you call this?
Eraser.
It's an eraser. Only God can erase all your sins. The Bible tells us this in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Only he can erase our sins. And it seems like we keep them busy in erasing our sins, don't we? And this one here, this is a York peppermint patty. Pearson's are better, but this is all I can find. But a mint. You are valuable, and you are important, and you are worth more than a mint to your mom and to us. We want you to always feel welcome to come back to Harbor of Joy when you're here. And to know that God also sees you as a very valuable person because he sent his only son to die on the cross in your place. So we know that you're valuable to him too. Don't ever forget that. And then this is a New Testament with Psalms and Proverbs in it. God's word is what is being talked about in our text here that I just read to you this morning. The foolish man or woman who builds his or her house on the sand versus the wise man or woman who builds his or her house on the rock. It's pretty practical, very self-explanatory. Build your house on the rock, Kelsey. Because when the storms of life come, and they will come, they will come. We don't know what kind of storms they will be, but they will come. And if your faith has not been tested, it will be tested. And your foundation of what you are building on and what you rely on, it's on the rock, it's going to, whatever you have, it's going to remain. You know that God, you can trust in him, he's going to be there for you no matter what. But if you build on the sand, you're going to be a mess. And everything else will be a mess too. So build your house on the rock of Jesus Christ, and you will never, ever regret that. And in conclusion, it is this. See this, everybody? Juicy fruit. I'm sorry. It's gum. I just want you to chew on what you just heard today. Chew on it. Not just today, but many days ahead, okay? Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Kelsey, we thank you for Owen, we thank you for Brody, who are graduating today. And Lord, may they just realize how much they need you in their lives. Even though today is a finishing of school, high school, there's still a lot more to learn. And there will be learning times ahead for Kelsey. And so, Lord, I just pray that you would just be with her in a very real way where she will always have a faith in you and she'll always trust in you. Help her, Lord, to depend on you totally for everything and not to just take her life in her own hands and do whatever she wants to do. For, Lord, we all are like sheep. And we like to wander away. And we will wander away if we do not have Jesus in our lives. So may we always find you as the good shepherd who takes care of the sheep, and he does that by even laying down his life, which you did for us. You did for Kelsey. That she would come to know you as her Savior and will fall in love with you over and over and over again in the days and years ahead. We pray these things, Lord, that our foundations, for everyone here, if we look at the foundation that we have in our own lives today, may we find that we are building on the rock. And we know that that's going to last and that will see us through. No matter what kind of storms come our way, you are holding on to us. And we thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I see the Lord's Prayer. We will pray that, Donna. Okay. All right. Let's pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Let's recite the Apostles' Creed as well. Will you let us stand as we do that? I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ,
his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He ascended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
May be seated. Receive the benediction, Lord. May your hand and your face shine upon each one that's here today. May they realize the goodness that you have given and continue to give, even when we don't deserve it. Thank you for sending us a Savior, your only Son, Jesus Christ, who died in our place on the cross. Thank you that he rose again on the third day, that it was the victory for him over sin, death, and Satan. And in him we find our victory throughout this life, every day. In your name we pray. Amen.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, would you please stand? My hope is built on nothing less. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus God and righteousness.
Oh.